finally achieve their goals for all financial
success,
tell your parents and grandparents to call Peter Bruno right now at 1-800-592-5578 or 1-800-5-WALL-STREET. Have them call today. They'll be glad they did.
WWMX, Pompano Beach. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional, and there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
All right, welcome to the show. Of course, we're here, of course, late night, me and Ken behind the glass, we're hanging out, having some fun. And, of course, it's always nice when we're above dirt, I always say. And I want to thank, of course, all of our listeners on WNN 1470 AM for tuning in. And all of our listeners on the Facebook account, Rockers in Recovery. You get a chance to go to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook and click like. We're trying to, of course, gain momentum with that information. And it's a resource platform where you can actually post your videos or post your music or talk about your favorite bands or talk about, your artistic side, all types of different things go on, of course, the Rockers in Recovery Facebook site. We thank all of our sponsors for tonight for making this possible. Sound Pillow, of course, Charles Becker, the attorney, Tripp, great guy, comes in and does shows with us periodically. Also, want to thank Willard Water, and of course, we want to thank the Destination Hope gang that is newly with us, and of course, the Destination Hope men's treatment, women's treatment, and of course, their school that they have for, of course, certification for addiction counselors. So, we want to thank all of our sponsors for making this possible. We got the 12-step music fest coming up here pretty rapidly, November 4th through the 7th. You definitely want to be involved, and you definitely want to hang out because it's a little mini Woodstock. We're looking forward to being down there with Von Wilder. Looking forward to having a whole lot of great artists down there and musicians that are going to be playing for us over a three-day time period, November 4th through the 7th, and we look forward to seeing you down there. You can get there by registering at 12stepmusicfest.com. You want to check that out and look at all of the different musicians that are going to be there, Blackfinger and the Blues Buddha, and, of course, all of the rest of the folks that we have highlighted here so far, and we're getting ready to highlight some more over the next 2 months. And, of course, we heard that Selfless Theme fell out of the running. They're, for whatever reason, they're not going to be there. They weren't able to jive their time, so that's changed a little bit. But they're great guys, and I have one of their songs tonight that I'm going to play, and we're working it out right now where they're going to come on and be a guest of ours over in the next couple of weeks. And, of course, I talk with Tony today, and I want to give a shout-out to Tony and Selfless Theme up there in the Northeast, and we'll look forward to having them on over the next couple of weeks. But, unfortunately, they won't be down at the 12-Step Music Fest this year. They were there last year, and they were great. I had a great time with them. We laughed a lot. We had a lot of fun. They were great guys, and really appreciated They're hanging out with the newbie on the block. As last year, I was the newbie, so to speak, and it was a good thing. We had a lot of fun, and of course, got some great information coming up. We have Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts is going to be with us pretty quickly here over the next 2 to 3 weeks, probably closer to two. He is coming out with a new EP, and we're looking forward to checking that out, and he's going to be debuting it right here on Rockers in Recovery. More information is going to be available for that. At the same time, I'm also going to be finding out tomorrow morning about the show up in Boston that's going to be taking place that we will be broadcasting live from October the 2nd. Looking forward to being up in, of course, Boston with Ricky Bird and Richie Supa and Woody and the rest of the folks that are going to be up there, and we're looking forward to getting up there. And then, of course, we come back on November 7th. 4th through the 7th, we'll be down in the Florida Keys at Sugarloaf Key at the 12-Step Music Fest, and we'll be hanging out and broadcasting live on the 6th for a three-hour time period. So we're looking forward to carrying that message to you and carrying the message up there in Boston. We're in the process of scheduling some more live broadcasts that we can be involved with around the country, and just like the Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival that we went to, and of course, we went to the treatment, the Holistic Treatment Conference out in Vegas, and a lot of the different places that we've been. Rally for Recovery 09 with the In the Rooms Gang and all of the rest of folks, and Feed the Homeless and Hungry on Thanksgiving. We did that live, and we did a lot of different things over the last year, and we're looking forward to doing a lot more in 2010 and 2011. You can go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and find out more information in regards to all of that. And tonight we got a guest coming on. His name is Dave Hill, Hillis. And Dave Hillis is going to be hanging out with us, and we're going to be talking to Dave in regards to his career, working as, of course, a producer and an engineer. And he has recently, as far back as 2008, he founded Star Lodge Entertainment, and of course we're going to find out more about that. And since 1999, he has done various projects, all over the place, and he's been a big part of Pearl Jam's multi-platinum 10 LP, Alice in Chains, Wood, and of course Sap, and of course he was part of Cameron Crowe's singles soundtrack. Dave also is a respected recording artist with a recording contract with Island Records under his belt. So he's going to be on with us. We're going to talk about how he got there, how it happened, what's going to be happening in his future, what he sees happening. I guess he's working on some stuff right now that's going to be coming out. We're looking forward to hearing more from, of course, Dave Hills. So what we're going to do right now, of course, we're going to go out to our next break. And when we come back, we're going to have Dave on with us, and and then Tony at 10:30. We'll be back right after this message.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional, and there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let this world begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hellman.
All right, welcome back. Of course, if you're just checking in with us, Dave Hillis, we're going to be on the line with us. And Dave, are you there?
I am. Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, man. It's a beautiful night when we can sit here and talk about music and talk about art and talk about, you know, the things that you've been able to accomplish in your life, but most importantly that we get to have fun and we're not a glum lot.
That sounds good.
So Dave, I understand that you started out your career engineering Pearl Jam's multi-platinum 10 LP and Alice in Chains, Wood, and SAP and EPs, and you also worked with Cameron Crowe's. You did a lot of different things at the very beginning of your career, huh?
Yeah, actually, that's not really the beginning. I started out as a guitarist, in a metal band. I got signed to Metal Blade Records when I was 17.
Wow.
So that's what kind of got me going, and I was lucky enough at that age to be in the studio a lot, which got me, you know, we put out two records on a band called Mace. So we were young metalheads, as it were, and just got interested in the studio process. And time went on, and I was doing some demos for another project of mine, just trying to write new things after that band had broken up, and was working at a studio called London Bridge here in Seattle, and started talking with the owner and producer, Rick Prosser, who was the producer for those records that you just mentioned, and he was looking for an assistant, and I kind of auditioned for him with some things I had done at home and whatnot, and he'd seen me in the studio, and I started working for him, and I was kind of thrown in the fire of one of the first records he did was a band called Love and Ice that was like the first signing for Interscope Records. And then right after that was Temple of Dog and Pearl Jam and Alice and who I was friends with already from being in the local scene. And so it was kind of just good timing for me to be there. And nobody really knew any of those records were going to do anything at the time. You know, they were just local bands. And, you know, a year later, they're like topping the charts and kind of changing the music world forever. So,
well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, because the Northwest music scene as a whole really exploded in the late 80s and early 90s.
Right. That's when I was kind of knee-deep in it. So,
you were actually there to be able to see the whole takeoff of the Northwest music scene and everything that was going on. Not to say that there wasn't great, you know, musicians coming out of that area prior to that, but the explosion really happened with Kurt Cobain and all of the rest of the folks in Pearl Jam and all of the rest of the folks in Alice in Chains and all of those folks coming out of the Northwest music scene. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I was. And it was weird because, like I say, nobody really expected it, you know? It was just, and like I say, because you know, I mean, I did 2-month-long demos with Pearl Jam, you know, when they were Mookie Stock before they even had the name, and things like that, and we were just, you know, I mean, after the death of Andy Wood and Mother Love Bone, I kind of thought that they'd already seen their heyday. You know, I thought, you know, I kind of thought, well, you know, this band is pretty cool. I mean, none of us ever had any idea that it was going to, you know, sell 13 million copies and things like that, nor with Nirvana. I mean, I remember, like, seeing Nirvana in a club and kind of walking out halfway through, just because, not because they weren't good, just because it was like, oh, there's a local band, you know, I'll see them next time, kind of thing. So it was really
how that works.
You know, it just was weird that was happening, and then, you know, you don't think about it, then a year and a half later, it blows up, and it's like everywhere. And even before that, when I was in my metal days there, I was leaving Seattle as much as I could to get to San Francisco, because that's where the whole metal scene was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were opening for Exodus and Slayer and Testament and Anthrax and things like that, and that wasn't really happening in Seattle. We couldn't get a show to save our lives, and we were, like, traveling to San Francisco all the time. So it was weird how that, it really was an explosion. Like, when it hit big and kind of took everybody by surprise.
This whole process, you know, when you think about the insanity level, because unfortunately we've lost some folks over the years, you know, for one reason or another. If it wasn't for health conditions, of course it was through addiction or whatever the case may be, but we've lost some folks out of that scene. And, you know, when you think back now and you look back at that history that you lived through, and to be quite frank, survived through, when you look at that whole process, what's it mean to you? You got to get gratitude in it, and you got to, not only that, but you have to feel like a foundation was built to where the music scene in Seattle is what it is today, and not only that, but on the West Coast and all over the country.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, I was close friends with Lane Staley, and you know, and Andy Wood from Mother Love Bone, and you know, I mean, I still think about it quite often. Like, you know, I've had my own issues over the years. It's an industry that can definitely, you know, catch up with you. And I just, Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon was another close friend of mine, and they're all gone, you know. Yeah. And I look back at it now, and I start remembering what age they died at.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. I mean, they're really young, you know.
Yeah.
So, and the amount of stuff they would have been still doing, it's just, you know, it's sobering to really realize how, you know, the pitfalls this industry are for real, you know.
Well, and you talk about the pitfalls of it, but you also, if you, and you said two things that are really important. The most important thing is like, you know, it is what it is, but think about it in the respect that these people in their life today, could you imagine where they would have went to?
Yeah, of course. I mean, exactly. I mean, all of them were so, so talented, and their personalities were so good as well.
Mm-hmm.
God, I mean, just who knows? I mean, I know they definitely would have been working still and doing all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it's really sad.
When you look at, and again, when you look back over the whole process for yourself, I know you're grateful, and I know you have all of those feelings about it, but what would you say to a listener right now? Because, you know, I've had the pleasure of having guys on like Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Mike Zito and Richie Supa, and they all say the same thing. I mean, the bottom line is, and I'm sure you feel the same way, that it's not like hip, slip, and cool to be that, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll anymore. Maybe the sex and rock and roll, but the sex, drugs, and rock and roll era is kind of gone, and it's not hip, and there's a lot of contracts out there that are not signed because of people's behaviors like that.
Well, and definitely now, because the industry is, you know, finally got that, you know, the industry is in such turmoil as it is, the last thing they're going to do is bank on anybody who's got any kind of problems, problems like that. It's just the money's too important and business-wise. But secondly, like you're saying, you know, it's not cool. I mean, I don't want to sound like an old guy saying that, but it just isn't. I mean, it's just such a slippery slope. And, you know, you fall into the thing where you start playing with that, and you think you can't really perform without it. You know, I need a shot before I get on stage, or I can't really write unless I'm high or whatnot, and I know what that's like, and it really starts feeling like that, and it becomes your crutch to create, and it's not, because you know most of these people were writing great stuff before they were ever getting high or drunk or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
Altered in any way, and it just becomes, you know, like I said, it's a slippery slope, and you get caught in that. And without a doubt, everything goes downhill from there. I mean, every artist I saw. I mean, last I saw Lane, I had a hard time even looking at him and talking to him. He just deteriorated so bad. And, you know, he couldn't sing. He couldn't do anything because he really just didn't even have the health to
do it.
Have the breath or anything.
Wow. You know,
it's not that's cool.
Well, here's a couple of things, and to kind of get off of that subject, to get into some reality of the music business today, because you just mentioned something. With the onset of YouTube and the onset of all of the other social media and, of course, the different ways of being able to get music online and downloads and all of that, totally changed the face of the industry from either when you were, like, you know, just starting to take off, and from even at 17 to where you started to take off. And the music industry's changed a lot financially because of all those things. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree. It's a whole new world. I think it hasn't matured yet. I think the business is completely different from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that as a producer and an engineer, there's not, in the 90s, I mean, there was budgets. We'd go into a studio for 2 months and have tons of budget for tape, and our budgets as producers and engineers were much higher, and the studios we could go to were much higher. Nowadays, there isn't that. They don't, very hard to get signed as a new artist, and there's no development. It's really more, you kind of got to do it yourself, and, they'll pick you up when it's a sure bet.
So it's more of a self-promotion thing until they feel that you're ready.
Yeah, and even then, if you're lucky, like a lot of them now, it's mostly established artists. You know, reunion tours, a lot of reunion records being made.
Absolutely.
Because they have a built-in fan base.
Yep.
And they're just not willing to take any chances on anything anymore, which is really sad. And I think, you know, the industry did make a, you know, they made a big mistake in when, you know, Napster and everything was starting to take off on the internet. They should have, like, really been more involved with it instead of fighting it. They would have been much more positioned in that world and electronic distribution and things like that. So it is, it's pretty much an independent, you know, thing now, unless you're, you know, an American Idol or a 13-year-old, it's pretty tough to have a label find a new act. And even if they do, you're looking at the dream of I'm going to get a big advancement and get a tour bus is just, you know, it's just not there anymore. You know, you'd be in a van and touring for 2 years in clubs, trying to get that right opening spot that every other band's trying to get. Even when I was on Island Records with a band called Sybil Vane, and, you know, we had the big deal, big publishing deal, big booking agent, and, you know, we were just, I remember going to New York to the booking agency, Premier, and they said, you know, we were excited to see who we were going to get for the summer opening slot, you know, big summer tours. And they're like, well, here's who's going out on tour. You know, there's like, I don't know, 6 to 10 major artists. And then there was like, and here's who's all looking for a spot. And there's like 2 pages of bands that were signed to different labels are all up for, you know, and that was then. So, you know, it's just, it's tough, man. And, you know, like you see now, I see a lot of bands here now, you know, they're going out on the road on their own and doing it independently, and that's kind of where it is right now. I think there's going to be some major things still to happen as far as distribution and stuff like that on the internet. I don't think they have it down totally yet.
No, I think it will be interesting
to see where the whole industry goes. Yet.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think there's a whole lot more, and the viral effect. You know, I think we had to go through that process of, you know, unfortunately, a lot of artists losing money because of the free download. And then we had to get past that issue and then kind of, and you're absolutely right. I don't think it's really at the point now where it's really been finally, you know, tweaked where, you know, it's just a well-oiled machine like the record industry was for years.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hard to get used to for a lot of people. It's just ingrained in people's minds, and the dream of that is, you know, really stuck in everybody's head, but it's going to be, you know, it's not there yet. It kind of reminds me a bit of, like, in the 70s with some of the punk stuff, like Slash Records and a lot of the Homestead Records, a lot of those early punk rock labels that were independent, even Virgin Records, you know, when they were independent. They, you know, owned the record store. They put out their own records. Now look at them. You know, they have airlines and stuff. But, you know, they were bucking the system then and just doing, you know, independent distribution to mom-and-pop stores. Something like that, kind of a revolution, is going to have to happen again. And I think it's on its way, but nobody's quite nailed it yet.
And that being said, I want to, of course, let everybody know that you can go to myspace.com for Dave Hillis, and that's Dave, D-A-V-E, Hillis, H-I-L-L-I-S. Close to Hollis, but not really. It's Dave.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You noticed that? Yeah, Dave Hillis, and you can check him out on MySpace.com. You can also go to YouTube.com, and you can just put in your name, right, Dave Hillis, and you'll find your name.
Yeah, there's a couple of videos. I think something I was working on in England, and I think there's something in one of my studios rooms that we're doing. A couple of things on there.
What do you have new release right now?
Sorry?
You got any new releases right now?
I'm working on one of my own projects. I'm finally going to put something out of my own again called Sinners and the Wayward Angels, and it's a number of, like, guest people, friends of mine over the years, Mark Lanigan from Screaming Trees, and Greg Dooley from the Afghan Whigs, and I'm hoping to have Duff McKagan and Mike McCready.
Wow.
Some other people I'm going to try to pull together and have little cameos just to get some music out. I haven't been writing in a while and was feeling like I needed to, so I'm doing that. And I recently did a band in Detroit called Nevada. They're shopping a deal right now. I think it looks like they're getting something. I have various local indie bands. I don't have a big major release yet, but on the works. But I had just built a new studio, so I'm booking that up. So hopefully it'll be something good coming out soon. Just follow it on MySpace and all that.
Well, Bill, you know we're gonna hold you in reserves because when you're getting ready to release that, either me or Glenn C, we're gonna get you on and we'll premiere whatever you're doing right here and debut it right on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And of course, we're really grateful that you took the time to speak with us tonight and to be a part of Rockers in Recovery. And of course, in the future, I know that you deal a lot with, especially, I mean, I understand that you have the new, you founded Star Lodge Entertainment now.
Yeah.
So you've been a busy guy.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to keep it alive, too. So that's kind of also a thing where I'm doing, working with other producers I know so that we can all kind of work together and help a lot of the bands that don't have deals. I've been working a lot with Gordon Raphael, who did The Strokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's most famous for, Regina Spektor, Kings of Leon. He's an old Seattle guy. He used to be in band with me, and he's been doing really well. And just kind of collaborating and helping each other do different projects together, and sometimes one of us will mix something or somebody will, add parts to it, and it helps the bands having different, producer names connected to it for their career. So that's kind of what that's about. And then I built a recording studio here in Seattle that doing, really affordable rates because, like I said, the budgets for these bands to go into major studios just isn't there anymore. So trying to make an affordable alternative to people, or sometimes we'll go into a major studio, just do basic tracks, and come back to my studio, Star Lodge Studios, and finish it up there, things like that. So.
I understand that you had some things to do with Brett Michaels on the Poison VH1 Rock of Love, and you also had Empire Records soundtrack.
Yeah, I actually worked with him when he was trying to do a solo record.
Okay.
We were writing together. And that was interesting. There's some funny stories about that one. But, I worked with Brett a little bit.
And you had the Empire Records soundtrack, Dennis Leary, HBO special. And let me ask you a question. I love comedians, and I think everybody that's in music loves comedians. How many gigs have you gone to where, especially the bar gigs, where they start out with a comedian and the band comes on? But, how was Dennis Leary? He's a pisser. Did you ever read his book?
I did, actually.
He's out of his mind, isn't he?
I know. I've had some fun times with Dennis. He was very, very cool to me, very good to me. I saw him in Los Angeles a couple years ago. That was actually, an odd gig for me because it wasn't, a rock record. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of a rock thing. We actually did it at Electric Lady in New York, the Hendrix studio.
Nice.
And he's really good friends with Greg Dooley from the Afghan Whigs, and that's how I got involved with it because I'd been working with Greg, and they're really good friends, and they're actually a pretty good comic team together themselves. And he had Greg help him produce the record along with executive producer Joe Bailey, who is famous for the Ramones and a lot of the New York 70s punk rock stuff.
So
it was really weird. It was like this rock thing, but yet we're doing a comedy record.
He had
comedians in there, and my mouth just hurt. I was laughing so much for a week, such a lady. And,
I can imagine that.
It was hilarious, and he was totally cool. I was flanked by him and Greg smoking like crazy. Smelled like a giant cigarette, but we had a blast. It was really fun.
It's classic. Well, listen, I really, really, Dave, I'm glad you were on tonight. I had a great time with you. I got to, of course, we got our next guest that's waiting, and I want to thank you again. I want to reserve the right to bring you back when your stuff is done so that way we can get it out here to Rockers and Recovery listeners.
Maybe I can debut it with you guys.
I would love it. Thank you, Dave,
okay,
for being with us.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, man. Have a great night.
All right.
That was great. Great time, Dave Hillis. We're going to be back with Tony right after this. And, of course, we're going to listen to Selfless Theme right now
when we come back from the commercial break, and then we'll go right into Tony.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional, and there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let this really begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery radio show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to the show. Once again, your host, John Hall.
Another day without a drink. Now my hands begin to shake. Living in another space. Empty solitary place. And my sheep is so distressed. If you have to take a guess,
They were going to be at the 12-step music fest this year, and of course they had to drop out, but we're going to be finding out more about what they're doing up on the eastern seaboard, up in the northeast end. We're going to have them on here over the next couple of weeks on a Sunday night. We're looking forward to having them a part of Rockers in Recovery. They were on with us about a year ago, and right after the 12-step music fest from last year, they were on with us, so we're looking forward to having the gang back hanging out with us, and we look forward to Tony from Self-Esteem being on. But now we have Tony with the Blues News, and we haven't been able to hang out with Tony for a quality time since we started hanging out. So, Tony, you with me?
Yeah, John, how are you?
All right, you're going to have to speak up just a wee bit so that way everybody can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? All right. Well, I think we can basically hear you. I think you sound okay. I can hear you. But again, you know, I'm an old man, so that means that young people should definitely be able to hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm putting you in my good ear myself, so and I'm talking as loud as I can. I'm on the cordless, so hopefully you hear it.
All right. Well, listen. You know, it's a beautiful opportunity to be able to sit and have some fun and talk and kind of kick it around. You know, we've had a lot of great things over the last couple of months, and, you know, Steve Zito or Mike Zito and all of the rest of the folks that we've brought onto the show, and Richie Supa and yourself, and, you know, you just got done doing a big upload of some of the events that you've been at right on bluesource.com, and I just want my listening audience to know what Bluesource is and tell them what that is. And what, you know, we've really worked on here is to bring Tony into the mix for, you know, that type of information that, you know, if you're looking for a blues fest, you know where you can find one. And Tony's like right there and understands a lot of that end of it because you've been doing it for years.
Yeah, well, Blues Source is basically an e-magazine that was started by a guy by the name of Gary Miller. Gary currently resides in Clarksdale, Mississippi, which is ground zero of the blues, and he's got a nice store there if you're ever in town with a CD shop, and actually he's got more vintage records than anybody would care to shake a stick at. And great guy, but he started this e-magazine to try to get information out to people that were interested in seeing what's going on around the country. And what it is there's a lot of volunteer writers and editors that submit their experiences at various festivals across the country during the festival season and all year long, actually. They do CD reviews. And the other thing is they're helping these artists out by promoting them, getting their names out there, and just for anybody who's interested in reading or seeing about the blues. So I just did an upload from the Pocono Blues Festival. It's a slideshow with probably about, I'm guessing, around 90 shots. Myself and another partnering photographer, Pat Oriema, and his wife wrote a brief little article. But it's some good stuff. If you want to see what happened, you know, it's not quite like being there, but I think we try to capture the spirit and, you know, do the best we can. So that's what Blues Words is about. Just spreading the news about the music and what's going on and what's going on in the past and what's going on in the future with some great music.
And you, through this process, you know, and just for people that don't know, me and Tony were, you know, I went up to the Crossroads Guitar Festival and I was actually broadcasting live, and that sci-fi show was taking place and I was doing call-in and updates from the show up there. And it was a great, great time. But, you know, I'm standing on the media deck, which you had to see it to appreciate it. But we were on the media deck,
And the guy next to me says, hey, are you friends with the 12-Step Fellowship? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And here it is, me and Tony, best friend. several weeks, couple of months later, here we are hanging out. And you know, that's how things happen, man. That's how things happen in my world. God just strategically places people in my life, boom, when they're supposed to be there.
Same here, John. And I've been to festivals all over the country, and I got to tell you, I've had some experiences very similar to that one with some other people. That it just happens, you know. I remember being in San Francisco. I went to an early morning meeting it was a Saturday morning, and I met this guy. We talked briefly, and we never discussed why I was there in San Francisco, but the next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm backstage, and here he comes walking around the corner, and it's kind of like, what are you doing here? And he's like, one of my good friends is managing one of the artists here today, and there's another relationship, another friend I have in recovery, and it just goes on from there. So it's good stuff, man.
Amazing. Well, Tony, we're going to go to our break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about Blue Source. We're going to talk more about Tony, and we're going to talk about where you're going and what some of the other festivals you're looking forward to being at.
Okay,
we'll be back right after this message.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional. And there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Rockers in the Club Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hall.
Shalom, Tony, are you there? All right, man. Listen, it's always a pleasure to have Tony with the Blues News on with us. And, I like to do my imitation of... Scarface, Tony Montana, you know what I'm saying? We love to have fun here. A little bit, anyway. So what's happening with Tony and the Blues News, and where are you going to be heading? What's happening, and what events are coming up?
Well, my next event that I'm going to be covering, hopefully, God willing, is in New York City, out on Pier 56, and that's
not this Sunday coming up, but the following Sunday. It's called Blues and Barbecue, and I had done this for a few years. I skipped last year, but this year's lineup is too tempting. Got Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoit King starting off the afternoon, and then you got Geneva Magnus. Following that, you got Teeny Tucker, and then you got Cyril Neville ended up today. So you got four acts. It's free. They got some great barbecue. Of course, it's Blues and Brew, so I'll stay away from the brew, but the barbecue is top notch. And it's a pretty neat festival. It's free. It's out on there on Pier 56 with the Statue of Liberty in the background. And if you get a nice day, it's really a special event. So that's the next thing I'm covering. But I would have been, but it's just way too much for me to get over there. It's Wheeling, West Virginia, starting tonight through Sunday. That is the Heritage Music Festival that I believe this is year number 7.
Yeah.
And that is a fantastic festival. This guy never does a crappy lineup. You would think in Wheeling, West Virginia, by God, what could be going on there? Well, not much, but this blues festival every year. And I think they have a country and western festival, so it's two big events of the year. Tonight, as we speak right now, I think Tab Benoit is on stage, ended up today's lineup. Tomorrow, I'm thinking probably the big names that I'm thinking of are my good friend Sean Carney out of Ohio. Not that well-known, but great guy, great friend. And, of course, there they are again. Who's there tomorrow night? Einstein Perkins, Hubert Sumlin.
That's amazing. These guys live on their tour buses.
What's that?
They live on their tour buses.
I don't know what they're doing, but 97 years old, Pine Top Perkins is out touring. So
yeah,
I'm going to tell you that the blues is doing something for somebody. It's keeping him going.
Yeah. I got a feeling he'll be 107. He's going to outlive me and you both.
Could be, man. I hope so. I mean, God bless him. And you know, it's just hey, if you have the opportunity to get out and see somebody like that, you know, don't miss it.
Hey, I appreciated the fact that when I seen him, he actually told a little story. You know what I mean? He was talking about what he did. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And he incorporated into his blues, you know, his history of you know, 85-plus years of playing the blues.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle, and, you know, these guys have really seen some hard roads and lived through it. And most of them are really, really... You know, even if they're not in recovery, John, that most of them are really, really grateful for where they've been. You know, they have similar attitudes to many people in recovery, and most blues musicians that I've ever had the opportunity to talk to, you know, people think blues is depressing. They're not depressed, believe me.
No, man.
They're happy campers.
Absolutely. Well, they definitely had that spirit behind them, that spirit that we all want to carry on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's that connection, you know, and I get that when I'm at a blues show. Without a doubt, or I wouldn't be there.
Well, here's my question to you as far as the Blues Source and all of that. Where can they find your pictures at bluesource.com? If they were to go, how could they? Can they click on your name somewhere, or how can they do that?
Yeah, you can actually. Here's what you can do. Like right now, this week, if you go directly to Blues Source, that's BLUESSOURCE.com. The first thing that's going to pop up on the home page is going to be the slideshows for the Pocono Blues Fest. And you'll see my name, and for a slideshow, click here.
Okay.
If they want to dig deeper into the archives, you can go there to slideshows. There's a tab on the left. Hit that, and it will bring up whatever is available, and it'll show, you know, my name and whatever the event was for the past several years. You can click on it and get whatever's there.
That's so cool.
There's also, if you want to go back and read anything, there's articles that I have posted along with a lot of photos for those events. And the other thing that, if anyone has any interest, there's some short podcasts that I have done through the years interviewing various people that are on there too, and there's another tab for the podcast. You can download any of those, and they're little MP3 files, and there's some cool ones on there. I got a great one with Walter Trout that would be pretty interesting. and some others that I did a thing for a while called Drummer. I haven't done it quite some time, but called Drummer's Corner, where, of course, me being a drummer, I can certainly relate to drummers better than I can guitar players. So for a while, I was just talking to drummers about what they're doing, what they're using for equipment, that kind of thing, and I've got a few good posts on that. So whatever you're into, check it out. It's all good stuff, man.
And one other, I got one other question for you, Tony. What did you say? Did you hear that song that we played, Selfless Game? What did you think of that?
I love it. I love material like that. You know, from the time that I was introduced to this program, I remember I did an event that was recovery-oriented, and we did a cover of somebody else's cover of some recovery-oriented songs. It's good stuff, you know. What did I think about it? I was thinking about sitting in my living room getting high, actually. And it brought me back to, like, nothing changes. When you know what the truth is, you can really hear the truth. So those guys are telling it like it is, man.
Well, you know something, Tony, with that Blues News is, of course, with us. As we go through the Rockers in Recovery nighttime shows, and then we re-air them during the day on 1470 AM. Tony, I want to thank you for being a part of our show, being a part of my world, and I look forward to talking to you Sunday night.
All right, John. I'll see what I can pull together for Sunday. We'll do it again, and thanks for calling me and reminding me that we need to talk more often.
Absolutely, man. This is good stuff.
All right, John. You have a great night, and thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
Peace.
All right, guys. We're out. Rockers in Recovery is, of course, 10 hours a week now, Monday through Friday. It is every night at 10 o'clock, 10 to 11. We're on again during the day from, of course, 2 to 3. And Saturdays from 4 to 6 with that sci-fi show with Chris West, Joe Donovan, and Joey Donovan, and, of course, Amy, Sci-Fi Amy. And, of course, Sci-Fi Amy is, of course, tomorrow going to come in, and she's going to be, like, whipping Joey and Chris live on the air. It's going to be very interesting. We're looking forward to it. I'm going to see if I can actually get a video of it to be able to post on the website. But I hear, you know, like, knee-high, black boots, the whole nine yards. So that Sci-Fi show, tune in. Tune in 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon right here at WNN, 1470 AM, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We are out, and we will see you tomorrow or talk to you tomorrow or hear from you tomorrow at that Sci-Fi show.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard Water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard Water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
WWMA, Pompano Beach.
AM 1470. With even more information you can use, tune in for the latest cutting-edge health solutions to sickness, pain, and anti-aging. Join Bruce Edendahl for Health is Wealth Live every Saturday morning at 8, only on WNN. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. Heart disease. It's the number one killer in the United States today. Like any muscle in the body, the heart muscle requires a constant supply of oxygen and nutrients, which are carried by the blood. When these arteries become narrowed and clogged by plaque, blood and oxygen cannot flow freely, and that's when heart disease occurs. There is a safe and effective non-surgical therapy for dissolving and removing this existing plaque from the arterial wall. It's called PlaqueOff. PlaqueOff is an advanced oral chelation formula by KB Research Group. It's produced in an FDA-regulated laboratory and made from the highest quality plants from the Himalayas. PlaqueOff works with your body to help remove the toxins that can cause heart disease, and it also serves as a cleansing agent to remove plaque from the vascular walls. When it comes to heart disease, don't take chances. Call Berry Vitamins and Herbs and the KB Research Group right now for more information about PlaqueOff. Call 368-2070. That's 368-2070. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to Barry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. For nearly a decade, Barry's Vitamins has been one of the nation's premier formulators and manufacturers of today's most innovative nutraceuticals. If you have questions about today's show, please call 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. And now, today's edition of Barry's Supplement Hour.
Well, good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Dr. Barry Nevins, NMD. I'm here to help you. I'm here to educate and train you. And I just walked in the studio here at Barry's Vitamins, and I was just pleased to see the person that I consider one of the best dermatologists in the world, Dr. Jeffrey Fromowitz, right down the street from us. And I was discussing a case with a relative of mine who has diagnosed a young girl, 30 years of age, not my daughter, folks, so relax, who had melanoma diagnosed on her forehead and two lesions on her back and doesn't have insurance. And, of course, melanoma you cannot fool around with. So I was asking Dr. Fromowitz, and he's a board-certified Mohs surgeon, what he thought about the situation. He's such a great guy. He said, send it down. We'll check her out. We'll verify what's going on, make sure it's metastatic, and see if you can't help her with the fees, because they're pretty high. It'd be three surgeries, Mohs surgeries. But it is so important that you have the right physicians in this world. Dr. Fromowitz is here not to talk dermatology with me, but to pick up supplements for himself. Because he believes that what we do here at Barry's, and believe me, not other stores, Barry's, is one terrific dermatologist and one terrific person who believes in helping people. Finally, a true doctor. And by the way, you don't have to wait for hours to see him. He tries to keep his appointments steady and regular. What a terrific guy. So if you do need a dermatologist, give me a call. He takes all the insurances. He does great. By the way, if you want cosmetic work, the Botox, we'll be talking about that, joking about it today, and the right kind of fills. The biggest thing we're talking about, folks who get Botox, is that, you know, if you lose your ability to smile, to raise your eyebrows, to not be able to move your face, the messages that you get to your brain will be one of unhappiness. Big study came out about it. So Dr. Fromowitz, what he does is he puts enough in to get rid of the wrinkling, but not enough to freeze your face. And that's what is so important. And we were talking about these big clinics who give you a cheap price. cheap price. I tell the same folks who come here, at Barry's you will get a fair price. In most cases, we're equal to all the discount stores. But we will never compromise our quality, as does Dr. Fromowitz. So I would urge you to, if I could catch his attention, I'd bring him in. If he wants to go on the radio just for a few seconds, we'll see if we can get his attention. I'm trying to get his attention. We can get him on the radio for a few seconds. I know he's all in scrubs, ready to go to work, but we'll see if we can't get him on for a few. Yeah, he's coming towards the studio now. That's great. So he'll be on a few seconds. We'll talk about melanoma and other skin conditions and how you should take care of it. And he's got a big show coming up. I'll let you tell about it. For all of you, you can come up there. And I really don't know what it is. We were just talking outside, and then the show came on. And I do suspect my son Keith will be in shortly, and when he does, we'll have him on. But I was going to tell you today about sugar and whether sugar really affects the growth. Hi, Dr. Fromowitz. You have a seat right there, and please put on this headset. I was just talking about you. The first 5 minutes of my show was about you. Let's get you on here and get you all set up. Your sound is over here if it's too loud or too low, right here, that button right there. Okay, can you hear me fine?
Perfect.
Well, folks, Dr. Jeffrey Fromowitz, as I was just telling you, probably the best dermatologist I know. Believe me, I know them all. I've been here so long in Boca, and so many people come to us for referrals, and the only dermatologist I recommend is Dr. Fromowitz. And I do that, and as I said earlier, because I believe he truly thinks about you as a whole person and about your health, not just, hey, I'm going to cut out something and just goodbye and good riddance. So good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Barry.
No play. I saw you walk in, and I certainly wanted to get you on here. We don't have the opportunity too often. You're so busy. But I was emphasizing that when people go to your clinic, you try to keep the appointments regular. You don't have to wait too long. Sometimes you get emergencies. Sometimes things come up, as always they do. But they don't have to wait too long. I mean, I've been there. I know. So, and that's a great benefit because people's time is just as important as a physician's time. And of course, physicians have another problem. If somebody comes in with a big case of melanoma and you're doing a big surgery, and I can't imagine on melanoma. I was telling them I spoke to you about this young gal, 30 years of age, with three spots of melanoma on her. And one of the things you said to me was about it, are they very close? Because if they're close, why don't you tell the folks what you think it is?
Sure. In a young person, if you have more than one lesion presenting at the same time and they're in the same region, the main concern we would have if the second and third spots actually represent what we call in-transit mets, meaning that the actual primary melanoma has already begun to spread. And that's very common, unfortunately, if melanomas go neglected or untreated. As you know, the primary treatment of melanoma is an excision. Sometimes it involves the removal of lymph nodes, other times even chemotherapy. We dread the point when it gets to the need for chemotherapy because, unfortunately, what we have available is just not very good at treating metastatic melanoma.
I know we had that conversation before you got in here today. When you do a melanoma surgery, you do it Mohs style?
It depends on the case. Some melanomas, the issue with melanoma and Mohs are that when melanocytes, or the cell of origin of melanomas, are frozen, often the architecture can be disturbed, so they're difficult to interpret the pathological specimens. If we utilize some special techniques and some special stains, we can use that tissue controlled or the Mohs micrographic method. More commonly than not, we're doing a wider excision where we're taking a minimum of a half a centimeter on each side of the melanoma. That's why early diagnosis and prevention is key, because no matter what, it's a large surgery. And sometimes they're deep surgeries involving the removal of, you know, the subcutaneous fat or even the fascia beneath that. So really the key with melanoma, prevention and early diagnosis, because the treatments are more involved. And unfortunately, as we've said, you know, time and time again, metastatic melanoma, we're not very good at treating.
Right.
Okay, we're on. We're on live, everybody. Sorry, little technical difficulties, but we're actually now coming on live. So I guess somebody was talking about melanoma. I hope you guys heard the same thing that I was listening to. So I'll talk a little bit about melanoma and exactly what you can do for it. I mean, and I would recommend everyone go get checked with Dr. Abramowitz. I think Barry on the tape was talking a little bit about